Welcome to Israel AM for December 24th, 2018. Last night, IDF soldiers opened fire at a group of gunmen who crossed the 1974 ceasefire line in the Golan Heights and were approaching Israel's border fence from Syria. No Israeli injuries were reported in the incident. The IDF is working to determine whether the unidentified individuals were on an intelligence gathering operation. The infiltrators did not succeed in entering Israel. IDF Chief of Staff Gadi Eisenkot said Sunday that U.S. President Donald Trump's decision to withdraw U.S. troops from Syria shouldn't be exaggerated, as it has little bearing on Israel's activity in the region, since the Israeli military has been operating independently in the war-torn country for years. Eisenkot pointed out that, quote, the Iranians had a vision where they had 100,000 fighters in Syria, including ground troops, navy, and intelligence unit, as well as a number of outposts along the Golan Heights. Over the past 2 years, we've been able to thwart these plans entirely on our own. However, we still haven't been able to destroy the Iranian capabilities to establish regional hegemony in Syria. He added that Israel continues to mount airstrikes to prevent advanced Iranian weapons from being smuggled into Lebanon. Prime Minister Netanyahu has appointed Tourism Minister Yariv Levin as the new Minister of Aliyah, Immigration, and Integration. Levin will hold both portfolios. The Palestinian Authority announced on Sunday that its security forces have thwarted attempts by Palestinians to sell lands and houses in the West Bank and East Jerusalem to Jewish buyers. And the PA's Preventative Security Service said in a rare statement that it has arrested 44 Palestinians suspected of involvement in selling land to Jews. In recent weeks, Palestinian religious authorities have repeatedly warned Palestinians against engaging in such deals and said that anyone who violates the law would be accused of, quote, high treason. The warning came in the aftermath of a number of cases in which East Jerusalem residents either sold their houses to Jewish organizations or were suspected of acting as middlemen in the real estate transactions. Thank you for listening to Israel AM. Please share, and if you haven't already, subscribe to our daily email. And a special greetings go out to our Christian readers. Have a very happy Christmas.